Session number 10262, Reel 2, N.J. Bates.
Mr. Bates, Reel 2. Yes, you were telling me about this retreat and the fact that you were bombed by the Germans, but in British planes.
Well, we had one or two British planes that were shot down, you see, and they made them serviceable again and used them for honours. Yes.
That retreat, you know, did you think that it could be a German victory at
yes,
that time?
Yes, I did. I was absolutely, yes. Most, I think everyone did, I think. We were in shocking state at that time. No, people in this country didn't know anything about it. Shocking state, really. Couldn't get it done, men. We got no guns, couldn't do nothing. They had to, they held some of the men up that were retreating, and they hadn't got any rifles to give them. So they put them in trenches that had been used before, you know, and at the back of the line, actually, then, but they came to the front again as they were retreating, naturally. And they were using broomsticks for you know, to show up, think they were rifles, that sort of thing. Brooms, all sort of things. But they stopped the Germans. I don't know, did they? They stopped them. Marvellous way they stopped. I don't know what would happen, but they stopped the Germans. They started retreating.
Do you remember the order, backs to the wall? Hold firm.
No, they didn't give us that. They didn't give us that order, but I don't know whether... I don't know whether it was really said, but some of the boys in the squadron said that the commander said, you better look out for yourselves, you know. Do what you can, you say, we can get away, you say, get back, as far as I know. But I didn't hear it be said myself. But I quite believe it, because he was a lovely commander at that time. I forget his name, but he was that man there for
So where were you when the armistice came? Because you mentioned that you got away from France, didn't
you? I was at Bradford.
In England?
Yeah, Dorset.
Yes.
They'd moved the recruits depot while I was in France from Farnborough to Dorset to Bradford. I was at Bradford.
Yes.
I was only there a fortnight.
Do you remember the armistice, though?
Well, I was in London. I went to London that day, you know, because everybody went silly. All the army, the troops, and nobody did what they were told. They just thought, oh, the war's finished, we'd go where we like. They did what they wanted, couldn't do anything with them.
Was it a feeling of great relief?
Oh, yes, yes. Terribly in London, though, just that time. I went there, you couldn't move. Just to get you somebody to eat was hopeless. Somebody there, the town was absolutely packed. London, and it's a big place, you know. But there's some people there. Yeah. But it's a long time ago, all this, for me, but I do remember quite a lot of it. And it was a funny thing, I never said anything to anybody about it until your friend came the other day, and he happened to see, well, he didn't come, he met me in town, in Brighton, and he saw the badge on my coat, and he started talking to me.
Yes, I see, you're wearing a Royal Flying Corps badge,
that's
aren't
right.
you? You're obviously very proud of it.
Well, I am. It's something to be proud of. He said, can I come and make a tape? I said, yes, all right. I don't know what you want to know, but I said, you can come if you like. I said, well, that's from when it started. I said, don't know anybody about it before that at all.
Yes. I wonder, you know, going back to the sort of armistice, what do you think of armistice, you know, Remembrance Day, how it used to be and how it is now? Do you think there is a big difference?
Well, I'd expect there would be, really, because things have improved so much, haven't they? So you can't take it, nothing's the same years and years after, is it? No matter what it is. But it was just an ordinary armistice then, that's all. He decided to do it, that was it, that was finished. And the notified, told the people all about it, and that was... They did what they liked, naturally.
Did the war have any important effects on your life, do you think?
Well, it worried me to a certain extent when I came back from France. I went back to work, and my trade. Fendish plumber, but I'm about to go back so many years, you see. And I used to keep getting in recurrences of it, you know, in when I was working or something like that. And perhaps I'd go off, you know, right into the back end of the wall again, back into France again. I'm back in France many a time. Well, no, I wasn't there.
It preyed on your mind.
Yeah, well, yes, to that extent, not to be anything serious, but to that extent, you know, I'd just go off for half an hour or so like that about what I'd gone through in France. Although we didn't realise it, we were going through it all the time. You don't realise it while you're there. You don't think about it while you're there. Never thought about getting killed when I went to France. But that's the last thing I think about. And anything else like that. But yeah, that was the only time, you see, was I was there. I was there last at the end of the war. And that was, as I say, that was, in my opinion, it was the worst part of the old war, I think, the 1918. That was a bad deal, that defeat. And I can't understand no one saying anything about it anywhere. I've never heard it. But I've seen no books about it. See, Mr. What's his name? Again, that gent, a friend of yours. He gave me his book, you know, but it's all about Mickey Manick. The pilot, you know, it's all about his life in the air, flying corps. But of course, he was dead money before the armistice time.
Yes, you've said it was a near thing, 1918.
Well, it was, as far as we know, and of course, we can only go by what we were told, you see. I know, we all thought we were going to the coast that night, trying to get to see that it was the end. We wouldn't see England again. Many of them said that. Well, so we should already get in here. And a long time ago, too.
Well, Mr. Bates, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your war experiences. Yeah. They've been very interesting. Thank you.
Well, if it's any use to you, I'm very pleased to give it to you. But don't always think of these things, you see.